CRN News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has arrived in Hungary for an official visit to the country and the sixth meeting of heads of government of China and 16 Central and Eastern European countries. Leaders of the 17 countries are expected to draw a new cooperation blueprint for the 16+1 group 5 years after it was launched. Upon his arrival, the Premier said the 16+1 cooperation group has not only boosted the development of the member nations, but also promoted a balanced development for Europe. Following his stay in Budapest, Premier Li is going to attend the 16th meeting of the Council of Heads of Government of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in the Russian city of Sochi. Investigators have excluded the possibility of a gas explosion in a deadly accident in Zhejiang province. 2 people died, 19 were injured, and 2 others are missing after an explosion at the site of a demolished factory around 8:50 a.m. on Sunday in Jiangbei district of Ningbo City. Firefighters discovered a pothole at the site, which is believed to be the source point of the explosion. It was confirmed to be a septic tank after investigation. 2 temporary relocation sites with quilts, food, and medicines were arranged for the affected people. The exact cause of the blast is still under investigation. Municipal authorities in Beijing have ordered every kindergarten in the city to be staffed with an educational inspector who will be responsible for oversight of the operation. The move came after allegations of child abuse at Chaoyang District Kindergarten under the New York-listed RYB Education stirred nationwide outrage. The Beijing Municipal Education Commission has also ordered all districts to establish databases based on inspections on the kindergarten's facilities, safety, sanitation, faculty, and management. The move comes after a female teacher was detained on Saturday on suspicion of child abuse at the RYB Education New World Kindergarten in Chaoyang District. Several teachers at the kindergarten have been suspended from duty pending a police investigation into the child abuse claims. The UN World Food Program has welcomed China's $1 million worth of food aid to Afghan and Iraqi refugees residing in Iran. The Chinese contribution will also help promote education for refugee girls in Iran. The food aid is part of the implementation of the South-South Cooperation Assistance Fund initiated by the Chinese government in 2015. WFP has been providing food assistance to these refugees since the first asylum seekers arrived from Afghanistan and Iraq in the late 1980s. Turkey has announced that Monday will be a day of national mourning for the deadly terror attack in Egypt's Sinai, which killed more than 300 people. The Prime Ministry declared in a written statement that flags will fly at half-staff at Turkish representations in the country and abroad. At least 305 people were killed and more than 100 others injured when attackers bombed a mosque in the town of Bir el-Abad in North Sinai and opened fire on fleeing worshippers on Friday. World leaders and officials have strongly condemned Friday's deadly terrorist attack. Police say an apparently intoxicated man drove a car into pedestrians in northern Germany on Sunday, injuring 6 people. The 29-year-old driver has been taken in for questioning after the early morning incident in the North Sea port town of Cuxhaven. 4 people were seriously hurt and another 2 slightly injured. So far, 5 of the victims, all of them German, have been discharged from hospital. Police say they're still examining whether it was an accident or the man deliberately drove into the group. 40 people were injured, some of them seriously, when the floor of a nightclub collapsed in the early hours of Sunday morning on the island of Tenerife, the most populated island of Spain. The nightclub is situated in a commercial center in the busy tourist area. The injured are from several countries, including Romania, Belgium, and France. Firemen worked for 2.5 hours before all of the injured were evacuated and taken to hospitals in the area, while investigations are now underway to discover why the floor collapsed. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.